All right, now we're good. Talking about Beverly Hills Cop 4 trailer.
Yes, the Adventures of F, or what was it called?
Axel F.
Axel F.
The second they show Kevin Bacon, you're just like, well, there you go.
Like, there's the bad guy. He's going after Kevin Bacon, I guess.
He needed to be introduced in the first few seconds of the trailer.
Right.
But instead it's like, there's a killer and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, hey, Axel, I'm blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, there you fucking go. Like,
It's about Billy, though, isn't it? Do they kidnap Billy? Is that what it's about? Billy,
but there's also a murder that gets him there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I think we should discuss it on the show.
Oh, we'll watch it and if we absolutely do it. Hollywood is dead on it, but...
I wish John Landis made it.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
John Landis doesn't really work anymore.
Because I'll be honest, I don't need Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. I just need 3. And I'm serious. It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm so not.
I live in the Beverly Hills Cop 3 universe. That was the best one.
I like 1. I don't remember 2 for shit, but 3 is my jam, so that's all you really need.
I saw 2 so many times growing up because it was always on HBO or Cinemax, and it was like, I mean, literally repeat, always on. So I've seen that one so many times. And I only seen the first one probably 2 or 3 times.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Roughly. I haven't seen it like a bunch of times. But Beverly Hills Cop 3 I've seen multiple times because I used to rent it. And then, yeah, it was on TV a lot. You'd watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it for like 10 minutes.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 and then Lethal Weapon 3 I have zero memories of. And I've seen them both several times and they just do not stick in my brain at all.
Lethal Weapon 3, the movie that Carrie Fisher basically rewrote 40% of it.
Weird.
And made Rene Russo character Rene Russo because it was a man. And she turned into the love interest. So he was fucking a man? Oh. Well, I don't know. That's the thing. It was very progressive.
I'm picturing the love interest just as a man. And like, oh.
It should be interesting. Riggs went gay. His PTSD led him to being homosexual.
Was it supposed to be Leo?
Yeah, no way, not that time. If anything, it was about 92.
Pesci's character, who? Leo. Was it supposed to be Pesci's character? And they just made him two.
Oh, Leo,
characters?
I thought you were saying Leo DiCaprio.
No.
Oh.
He would have been a child.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he was ready yet. No, if anything, your best guess in 1992, who was the hot property at that time? Somebody that's not around anymore, but was hot. Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say Stephen Baldwin would have been that character.
No, he wouldn't have. Yeah, no, actually, he would have done it. And then 6 years later, been like, that's against my born again Christian views. I shouldn't have done that. It's like, shut the fuck up, Stephen Baldwin.
I didn't know Stephen Baldwin's daughter was the one that was married to Justin Bieber. I always thought it was the other, that it was the Alec Baldwin's daughter that he called a pig. I thought that's the one that was married to Bieber. It's not. Oh. So Stephen Baldwin had a model daughter.
Didn't know they were related. Oh, Stephen Baldwin was a good-looking guy.
Yes, he is.
He was. Not so much anymore.
I loved him in Usual Suspects.
And he's become an annoying fuckhead.
He didn't really talk. Okay, I don't really see him much anymore.
No,
he's not like Kirk Cameron.
No, he reminds me more of Katherine Heigl, where it's like, this role I did was not, I shouldn't, like, shut the fuck up. You needed the money, you need the work, it's fine. People like the project, shut up.
No way. She really fucked herself over, too. That was stupid. She really screwed her pooch. She screwed the pooch! What were we talking about? Caesar and me?
Yeah, we should probably do an intro, huh?
Twilight Zone, Caesar and me. What about Irish immigration?
Yeah, we're doing an OG one. Let's do... You know what? In honor of 1941 that we're going to do on Hollywood is Dead after this, let's play this one.
A man journeys from point A to point B, but this is no ordinary journey. For little does this man know, but this trip ends in a dark, mysterious, terrible place, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And also, the Twilight Zone. The nightmare in the sky is over, but on the ground, a man who has decided to exercise for the very first time is killed by a falling elliptical machine and also members of Pearl Jam. Another coincidence that can only happen in the Twilight Zone.
Ordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
Gonna be you and me, pal. Together forever.
Why don't you stop kidding yourself, buddy? Face it, you're finished.
Jonathan West, ventriloquist, a master of voice manipulation. A man late of Ireland with a talent for putting words into other people's mouths. In this case, the other person's a dummy aptly named Caesar. A small splinter with large ideas. A wooden tyrant.
I really should have used that for the filthy. Putting words in other people's mouths seems real prime for it.
That, I was just going to say that.
But back in the day when I first started these, I was trying to keep them on like 45 seconds.
Why do you have him bleep? I can't hear what he says.
Oh, what's with the beeping? I love those.
With a mind and a voice of his own, who is about to talk Jonathan West into the Twilight Zone.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Twilight Zone Review. Ear of the Beholder 472 for TZ59 528. Caesar and me Redux. Phoenix West.
That's a lot of numbers. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Hi, Dick. Should we just get to the Filthy Twilight Zone right off the bat?
Yes.
Because this is my favorite Filthy Twilight Zone.
This is a good one, yeah.
Because, and you got to be quiet for this one, because it, all the censoring just worked out perfectly, because it sounds like they're really saying the swear words, which is always the goal, but it's harder than you think it is to make it sound like that. And I didn't have to try with this one.
You stop playing with those poison darts.
They're not really poison, Aunt Agnes. And I them anyway. Wanna bet you didn't get a job?
Susan, go out and be... Oh, I am so sorry, Mr. West. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that little...
It's perfectly all right. Oh, hello, Susan.
Show me how you make him...
Oh, I'd like to, Susan, but we're in a big hurry right now. We're on our way downtown.
Just do it once, Jonathan. The part where he... I want to see if your move.
Hey, pal, keep that out of this room.
Jonathan, can't find a job.
Oh,
Jonathan.
Susan, why don't you go somebody else?
The truth hurts.
Now, what were you doing in there?
Wouldn't you like to know?
You little you tell me what you were doing.
Tell him I wouldn't anyone. I mean, I didn't use a gun or anything, did I? Please, Caesar, tell them how we were going to play the big...
It's going to be you and me, pal. Together forever.
Why don't you stop kidding yourself, buddy? Face it. You're f***ed.
You stop playing...
Classic.
Simple. Simple.
That little girl, he becomes kind of a criminal in this episode. And why couldn't he just put two bullets in that girl's head?
He's already going to prison.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think the whole building would have been like, it'd been like Roadhouse when they kill Brad Wesley. They take the gun. They say, I didn't see what happened. I know what happened. I don't know. Did you see anything? Nope. I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened to that little girl.
You talking to the remake?
Yeah. No. I didn't watch the remake.
I know.
I didn't watch that shit. I didn't waste my time with that nonsense.
No, I just, you're right. I wish he, instead of shooting her, I wish he just grabbed her by the neck and held her and just stared in her eyes.
Until her light went out.
Until she was just like, watch all, you know, 17 emotions he's experiencing. And he's just...
I like to watch them fade away to nothing.
And then that's all he can jerk off to ever again.
Exactly.
That's his thing.
Me and Caesar, you and me, we're going to jerk off thinking about that little girl.
Why don't you fuck with someone else?
Go fuck someone else, who's a bastard.
You little bitch. So...
Now, this is the one written by a woman.
Yes, yes.
This is the only Twilight Zone episode to be written by a woman, which is interesting.
Yeah, this is the only episode of Twilight Zone written by a woman. Adele Strassfield was a secretary.
Adele!
Of Frog,
Skyfall!
According to Fraug, the guy, they worked out Caesar and me together. So even then, they're taking away half the credit.
Oh, absolutely. They don't want no fucking woman to have credit for this. Tell that bitch to shut her mouth. Or put it on my head of my
Jackie
dick.
Cooper's name previously appeared on a poster for the most Irish film ever, O'Shaughnessy's Boys.
That'll do it.
In which he starred. This happened in An Incredible World of Horace Ford.
And the most awkward thing, he wasn't Irish. He was Native American.
Chuckie Cooper.
Oh, Chuckie Cooper? Don't put the plastic on my property, on my land.
He is an Italian American.
There you go. You see? Yeah, he's an Indian. There you go. All Italians are Native Americans in Hollywood. You know that. Especially ones with dialogue.
No, even, well, the most famous one is the one without dialogue where he just cries.
Yeah, he cries in Italian. He wasn't even Indian. He was an Italian man.
You say he cries in Italian?
Yeah. It's his, in his eye. It's zesty oregano in his eye.
Ahua, ahua.
That's what makes him cry. Look what you did to my land, you whore. Oh,
by the way, you sent me that Andrew
yes, Clay, yes.
And I got too annoyed, and I couldn't finish it. His impressions are fucking terrible.
I only sent it because of Eric Roberts. Yeah. That was the only reason I sent it.
And I wanted to get to that, but I just couldn't because I think Eric Roberts is toward the end. And I saw his De Niro, and I went, fuck this. Because he's doing like a...
No.
I'm like, come on, dude. You're doing it for the back height. Row.
That was his height of popularity, that clip. That was like his concert movie and everything.
Yeah, I remember watching that thing live.
That was the Misadventures of Ford Fairlang time of his career.
Oh, his man.
One and only movie.
No.
Which is actually a funny movie. I don't care what anybody says. Ford Fairlang, what? It's funny. I laughed. I enjoyed it.
He was also Rennie Harlan's. I haven't seen it.
Rennie Harlan's masterpiece.
No, that's definitely the Exorcist prequel.
Because
that thing's fucking hilarious, too.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
It goes Rennie Harlan movies. Die Hard 2, Cutthroat Island.
The one that made him, Fairlane. That lost his wife.
The one that cost, Longest Goodnight cost him his wife.
No, I'm saying it cost his wife her career. Because I think after Cutthroat Island, she's like, okay, I'll do a couple things and then I'm done. I miss Gina Davis.
Oh, she's talking shit again.
About what?
She's talking shit on Bill Murray, saying like he was all touchy-touchy with her. But then I saw an interview with him on Arsenio, I think, with Gina Davis, and it looked like she was actually 100% correct. So that's why I don't like her.
She's telling the truth, and it's not right.
I hate when these bitches are telling the truth about their trauma.
Leave Bill alone.
Yeah.
That was a different time. You dealt with it. You were fine with it then. But the thing was, she looked like she was fine with it. Like, she was just playing around with it, laughing and being like, yeah, this is what I had to go through. It's kind of funny.
What so I was like, well, what the fuck? Do?
Which is it? Quick Change.
Quick Change. Okay. I still haven't seen that.
Great. No, Quick Change is a good movie.
Okay.
Jason Robards is in it.
Ooh.
It's a great movie. Randy Quaid is in it. Randy Quaid is actually funny. That's
part of the reason I didn't watch it.
Phil Hartman shows up for a scene.
Oh, damn it.
Monk is in it. Tony Shalhoub was in it for a minute. He's hilarious. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Is that the bank robbery one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's a clown, and they have the hostage situation going there for like 10 hours, and they're long gone from the scene by that point, and everybody's talking. It's like really funny. It's a good movie. Quick Change is an underrated gem.
That was always the one I saw on VHS, and I saw Bill Murray, and I'm like, eh. Isn't he like dressed up in that one, has like the hair?
Yeah, because he's a clown, and then he robs the bank as a clown, and then they get released as hostages being released, and that's how they escape. They pretend to be hostages.
Oh, it's so that's funny. What Spike Lee saw that, and he's like doing it.
Yeah, it's Inside Out, or yeah. Inside Man.
Yeah.
Inside Out, the Pixar movie. That's Spike Lee's new joint.
Fucking cracker.
I play racism in my head.
Yeah,
I'm the racist in your head. That's what I play in the new movie with Spike Lee.
I'm going to have to check this out now.
It's pretty. Oh, Quick Change is awesome. Quick Change is a great movie.
I'm looking for a good Gina Davis movie.
I love Long Kiss Goodnight, though.
Yeah, it's a fantastic
movie. That's her best movie, probably.
Was it Bob Gunton that had her and that thing in the water?
No, that was the other character actor, David. I always forget his name, but he was the prison guard
David
in
Morris?
Green Mile. David Morris, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with the Greg Bilko, who was a good actor. I think it's Greg Bilko or Scott Bilko. Who's that actor? Scott Bilko. Scott Bilko. He's good, but he never ever got a part that kind of made him a big star. He could have, but I think he could have been a big movie star. He could have been Ryan Reynolds level, but it just never happened for him. He reminds me a lot of a proto Ryan Reynolds.
Craig Bierko.
Craig.
Oh, Bierko, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's in Longest Goodnight. He's fucking awesome.
The problem is he did The 13th Floor.
Not a bad movie.
No, but fucking people do not remember that as a good movie.
No, it's not a terrible movie. It actually kind of would work today with the whole multi-reality plot line. I think it was ahead of its time, that movie.
I need to rewatch that. I think that should be added.
I think we watched it. We did watch it. First time I was in Phoenix.
We watched the first like half an hour, then we left.
Yeah, we put it on, and I think it was in the background. We were watching it.
It reminded me of The Matrix.
Yes, that's pretty much what it was.
I need to watch.
Same year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that on the HID list. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. His most famous movie is Scary Movie 4, unfortunately.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. He could have taken off. Yeah, I agree. I like him. Not a guy I think of a whole lot. Wow, he started acting in 1973 in The Young and the Restless.
Who?
Craig Bilko.
Oh, my God. How old is he? 70?
He was...
He must be a kid actor. He was probably a kid actor.
9 years old.
Yeah, there you go. That makes a lot more sense.
He reminds me a lot of a more handsome Rufus Sewell.
Yes, he does.
He's always reminded me of him.
That's right, Rufus Sewell. He makes me laugh every time I remember that interview he did. He goes, "There's two movies I always get approached on, and I know exactly which ones they're talking about because it's always a very
Dark
specific
City
type of."
Or.
Well, no, he goes, "It's a very specific type Ravenous. Of person that comes up to me," and he goes, "The first guy is like, were you in Dangerous Beauty?" Oh, and yeah. The other guy is, were you in Dark City? Yeah. He goes, those are the two movies I get the most. I always get approached by. He goes, I'm very proud of all of them. But I love Rufus. I think Rufus Sewell is a great actor.
Oh, I love him.
I love that guy. He's great. And he's funny. He's got a good sense of humor. I think he knows, like, he's not a movie star, but he doesn't have to be. Because he'll just always act. He'll always work. Because he's just a good character actor.
He should have been on our character actor list, honestly.
I think he was mentioned.
But I think he was, he's too big. I also mentioned, like, I wanted, like, the not stars, and I consider him more of a star. Like,
right.
People know who he is. That's all we'd have Steve Buscemi on there.
Well, he's too big. Steve Buscemi's big.
That's what I'm saying. They're both, yes, definitely, yeah. But people don't.
I don't think.
But I wanted, like, the David Morse is more in line of who we're thinking of than Rufus Sewell is. Rufus Sewell's been a lead of a movie.
Yeah, well, he does a lot of like indie British movies, and he does that stuff. He's like he's either the bad guy in a big budget movie or the love interest in a no budget movie.
Yeah. Caesar and Me. Of all the places to rob, a delicatessen.
Hey, those Jews got money, you know that.
But how much are you walking out there with?
All the pickled bologna you can carry.
The head cheese I can handle.
Oh, I'm going to take this and sell it on the aftermarket and make my fortune on it. Pickled bologna for all.
You know what? If he took pickled bologna and that was it, I would respect the man. Like, yes.
You're going to come with me, right, Caesar? You're going to be my buddy. We're going to go rob other blanks.
Part of what you have to understand about the pickled bologna is the Midwest.
Yes.
We grew up there. Back in the day, you know, food wouldn't survive the winter, so you had to pickle it. So that's why the taste buds just get acclimated to pickled food. So pickled bologna is a treat.
It's not like you didn't live in a time with electricity.
No, I'm just saying it's definitely
you pickled shit 100 years ago because you didn't have fucking electricity.
And that gets passed on down the line.
Yeah, well, this is great. Good job, guys.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying you're wrong for not liking pickled bologna that much.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fine. Yeah. I think I could grow to like it with cheese and crackers. I think that'd be good. It'd be a good. I think what took me out of it was shaped like a wiener. It's shaped like a hot dog. I don't. If I want bologna, any kind of bologna, it's got to be a slice, like a patty size slice, like a that you put on a sandwich.
Well, I hate to say it, but pull out, next time you buy a bologna package, pull it out and think of that as one log that they just cut up like I did.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly true. What happened. Ugh. It just gets processed through a tube. That's all it is.
I'm just so homophobic, I can't even eat tube meat.
And I would suck every dick in the world if it tasted like pickled bologna.
Well, some of them do.
If there's a reason behind it, I don't want to know, and I won't do it. But if it's like it just magically tastes like a pickled bologna, I'd be like, yes.
Azoth, my dick tastes like pickled bologna.
See, Azoth might have a...
Oh, definitely.
He might be able to sway me.
I think so. Patrick Warburton's cock tastes like
pickled
bologna.
I have the dick,
you must
suck. Okay.
I have to vanquish your taste buds.
That's a tasty treat. That was a nice surprise. Thank you, Azoth.
Oh my God. Oh. It doesn't taste like head cheese, I promise.
So, did you notice in this episode that Caesar is grooming like an 8-year-old? That's how this ends.
Yeah. I think it's a setup because he hates that kid so much he's going to push him down the stairs like the doll does to Telly Savalas in the other dummy episode.
Today's our fantasy, imaginary character episode. Because we got Azoth, we got the dummy, and then we got Caesar.
But not Telly Savalas as the doll.
No, because we already did the redux of that, I believe.
I don't think we did. I mean, there's 5,000 episodes to look at, so I don't know if you want to double-check that. You don't have to. It's not that important to me. All I know
is...
I
don't think we did. I don't know, but...
Oh, there you go.
Didn't want to...
Because we would have talked like Telly Savalas the whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me, baby.
You'll bitch, get out of here.
Kojak's in town. Get out of here, baby. Let me tell you something.
Smoking a cigar.
I'm Telly Savalas. I smoke cigarettes by the pack. Oh, I heard something today. Who smokes six? Oh, Oppenheimer smoked 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
That's more than Rod.
That's a lot.
Rod did 5, I think.
And Oppenheimer, they're all unfiltered cigarettes.
So was Rod.
Rod had a special, what were they, Fatimas?
Oasis.
Oasis, yeah. My Oasis.
Your uncle's going to...
He's craving a bologna sandwich. Yeah, we're gonna get pickled bologna in Sonora, unless the Indians gave it to you. The Miwoks hand out the half pickled bologna to give out. Can you imagine that? That'd be kind of hot and nice. Get some pickled bologna from the tribe. That'd be good.
There might be some spice to it. That'd be nice.
Ooh,
I like to try pickled bologna with some spicy in there. Like oh my God, do you remember that burrito we got?
Yes, your fish burrito.
It was hot, and he kept warning me. And then I eat it, and it's not spicy hot. It's just like the fucking sun inside a burrito.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It took me like 40 minutes to eat that thing.
You were sweating worse than now.
You know what? It had nothing to do with spice.
No, Christ. It was heat. It was like you were eating the sun.
Yeah, it was. I opened up the top of it, and it was just steam, like a stack house, and just
that was crazy.
Man, I can't believe it.
That was a good spot. The California burrito was pretty good.
Yeah, that burrito I don't recommend just because you have to wait an hour.
Yes, it was still good, though. The fish was good.
It was, yeah. They need to specify spice versus heat.
Yes, I don't think, that guy, everyone in Phoenix, I realized, working behind the counter is a retard. That's what I learned being there again. And it's just like, wow, all you people have no customer service, professionalism, or know how to do anything because you're stupid as fuck.
No, that guy was really good. He just should have specified.
Yes, and the shake was it?
Smashburger.
Smashburger. That moron. Oh my God.
I agree, but also I feel bad for her because she was severely understaffed.
Well, I understand that, and I did mention that when I explained the story to other people when I retold it, but at the same time I was like, if that's the case, you definitely have to add in the I'm sorry.
Yes.
Look, I'm sorry. It's going to take a minute. Just give me some time. I got nobody here. I'm by myself. I have to make the shakes, but now we're out of ice cream magically. So let me make these 4 shakes before I take an order that could go back there and be done by the time I'm done with the shakes, because I don't know how to time manage at all.
and I just have no, and I have zero personality whatsoever.
Yeah, but I imagine if I was 17 or 18 and I had that job and I'm overworked, and I'm
she was 25 years old.
Yeah.
She was not a teenager. She was a middle-aged adult.
Middle-aged.
She's going to die at 40. She was middle-aged.
She's going to die of boring.
She's going to die of some kind of diabetic aftershock.
Dick, let's be done, right?
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, I do want to play real quick, though. There's a great line for Mr. West. This is our second Mr. West episode.
Yes.
10:13. Close enough.
Just let me alone, please.
No. Let me spell it out for you. You act penny ante because you think penny ante.
Oh, a minute off. Sorry. That was before that. 10:13.
Up in full.
Will wonders ever cease?
Shh, Susan. Isn't it nice to pay your bills?
Yes, ma'am. Better count it again, Annie. See if they're real.
Susan, be a good girl and go tidy up your room. And don't be fresh to Mr. West.
Don't be fresh to Mr. West. I need to save that.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's your name.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yes.
I give it a 7.
I give it a 5.
I'm sorry. I give it a 6. I meant to say 6. I forgot. Yeah, this is the other one. But I give it a 6 just for him being Irish.
I'm going 5 because he is Irish.
There you go.
And he's a petty criminal.
And that little girl is so fucking annoying.
I just wish he killed her. Here's the outro.
Oh,
I'll go to New York. I'll show you the bright lights.
But what about my aunt?
And fuck you.
Honey, you still got those poison darts?
Ugh.
A little girl and a wooden doll. A lethal dummy in the shape of a man. But everybody knows dummies can't talk, unless, of course, they learn their vocabulary in the Twilight Zone.
They learn their vocabulary in the zone!
In the zone. He's going to take her to New York, and he's going to have her kill her aunt beforehand. This is like The Fugitive. Only The Fugitive is played off like romantic or sweet. It's the exact same thing.
Are you saying I killed my aunt with poison darts? How dare you?
Good God.
How All right, dare Dick. You?
Our next episodes, the next time we do the show, is TC 2002-132 Memphis.
It's wow.
The MLK episode.
Oh, wow.
Night Gallery 305, Spectre in
no!
Tap Shoes. Spectre in Tap Shoes, that was.
Oh, no.
Night Gallery 203C, The Flip Side of Satan, and that one is at least interesting.
All right.
I watched them all because I did the Filthy Twilight Zones for all three episodes. So next time, all three also have Filthy Twilight Zones. I'm trying to do better with those. Because it only takes me like an hour to make one of them. But, you know, an hour when you have three kids is a little rough. But I'm trying to find the time. So all three of those are done. And then I'm actually a week ahead, or two times ahead, because the section after that is going to be The Howling Man, Printer's Devil, and Of Late I Think of Cliffordville. And I have both of those done, except for I need to do Of Late I Think of Cliffordville. So I'm doing pretty good so far.
Congratulations.
All right. You know what? Everyone's the winner with Filthy Twilight Zone. Until next time. In the meantime, I'm Phoenix fucking West.
Ding, ding, ah!